Welcome to the Expert Insights Radio Show. I'm Stacey Chappell, your host this evening, coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Joining me tonight is Maureen Bertner-Boyd, who is the head Moxie and founder of the Moxie Exchange Movement, a national women's business organization where businesses and the coolest women you know collide. She's a business geek, mother of two, owner of five businesses, supporter of other women in the business world, and she works in the Fortune 100 with a local nonprofits and everything in between, helping organizations think and act strategically. Through the daughter organization of Moxie, the Go Girl Project, she's also helping to mobilize the Moxie and the next generation of female leaders. Thank you so much for joining us, Maureen. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to tell us about Moxie.
Thanks, Stacey. It's a real pleasure to be here.
So what is the Moxie Exchange Movement?
You know, you kind of said it in the intro, though. It really is where business and the coolest women you know collide. We launched last October. We are a national organization for business women who really want to mobilize their moxie. We bring them together into a local monthly exchange. It's a 2.5-hour meeting that's very structured, lots of business happening. And I'll tell you kind of in our members' words what they're calling Moxie, because I think it's always best so, sort of voice of the customer and what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And they're describing Moxie as a leadership development group for women, as a sisterhood, as a place to get inspired personally and professionally every month and to get focused on what's important. So a mastermind group, a board of directors. You know, what we're not, and what a lot of people want to put us in a networking group box, because that's really familiar and that's what most women's organizations are, is networking. And that's absolutely not what we are. Our conversation is very different. We have a code of ethics where there's no selling involved, and it really is about creating learning, momentum, inspiration, and results.
Oh, that sounds really good. So why do we need the movement?
Great question. You know, we're really stuck on good. The numbers around pay equity, women in executive roles, on boards of directors, in government, unfortunately have remained virtually the same for about 10 years. It's a little bit insidious, because one of the things with Moxie also is there's no whining. There's certainly no male bashing. We love the guys. But we are stuck in this place where there hasn't been a lot of change. There are also lots of opportunities out in the market for men and women to come together and have discussion about business, and for just guys to come together. It's called the golf course. But there really wasn't anything on a national level that had the structure around the meetings that we do, and there are four parts of the meeting, and I can get into that if you want me to.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, so there was just this gap. And I think Moxie's got the momentum that it does because women have really been searching for this and longing for this, because they get it that when smart women come together, really good things happen. So I can describe the parts of the meeting if you'd like.
Please do. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. It's. I think one of the best compliments we've ever gotten was our very first local exchange was in Northern Colorado, and we asked the women at the end of their first meeting, you know, what the key takeaways were. And this woman literally shot out of her chair and she said, "There is not a wasted minute. I love the structure. I love the process. You know, I'm really getting what I need to from this experience." And we really did design it that way. So we start with a piece that's a lot like a TED Talk, because what we did with Moxie is we took pieces and parts of experiences that really work. And that TED Talk's model works. So I'm going out and I'm interviewing people, so the tables are turned for me here, Stacey. I'm interviewing women around the country that are thought leaders. They're not trying to sell anything. They're not trying to get a consulting gig. There are people like Tiffany Dufu of the White House Project, who's talking about why we need more women serving in government, or Joanna Barsh with McKinsey & Company, who did the research on remarkable female leaders and created the centered leadership model. So I'm going out and I'm conducting these interviews, and they last about an hour, hour and a half, but then we edit those down to 15 minutes. So across
wow.
the country, during the month of July, for example, everybody was listening to Tamara Kleinberg and her ideas around innovation and creativity. Then that video interview goes onto our members-only website, So we have this cumulative library of thought leaders that our members can access at any time. So that's the first part of the meeting. And we also say the interaction in the room in the meeting happens in an hourglass formation, from a large group experience all the way to an individual experience and back to a large group experience. So during that power thinking, that's large groups. So there could be 100 women in the room. They're all listening to the same thing. Then we take that down to a table group experience. And instead of just, gosh, I heard that and it was interesting, we ask our members to really think about, what did they just learn? What are they going to apply? How does that, why does that matter to them or their business? The second part of the meeting is power planning. And everybody knows they should set goals. Only 5% of the population does it. When you write your goals down, you're 90% more likely to achieve them. So we call this the gift of time. In every meeting, it's structured time. We also have a tool where you're setting, rewriting your big goals for the year and then setting your monthly goals and priorities, both personal and professional, for the month. So that's the middle of the hourglass, right? That's me, myself, and I. Then we go, third part of the meeting, we go back out to a small group experience, and this is the power five. It's a lot like having a mastermind or board of advisors, a very structured process whereby every woman at the table gets to tap into the experience and intellect of the other women sitting at her table. She brings an issue, an opportunity, something that's kind of been thumping her in the back of the head that she knows she has to deal with, and she can get the insight and wisdom, both written and verbal, from the other women sitting at her table. And the last part of the meeting is power connections. And everything we do is governed by a code of ethics, by the way. I can't remember if I mentioned that or not. That we're there to inspire, to learn. Everything is kept confidential. There's no whining. There's no selling. And so the last part of the meeting is power connections, which is not networking. It's, for example, if you and I were in conversation, I'd come to you and I'd say, Stacy, tell me what you're up to in the world. I want to understand what you're doing. I want to understand what you're trying to achieve and how I can help. That's very different than me walking up with my business card and saying, hey, Stacy, let me tell you about my business. Do you know anyone that can help me?
Right.
So that's Moxie.
Sounds very good. So how does the Moxie Exchange movement help?
Well, I think it is finally this place where women can come together and get inspired. They can learn some new things. There's this time to plan. So our members are really saying, you know, that they're more inspired, that they're thinking bigger, that they're taking action. And you can't get much better than that.
So what's unique about this versus other women's groups?
You know, I think that's interesting. There are so many things. And I just talked about the structure and the process. That's very different. Our code of ethics is certainly different. Who's in the room is also really different as well. We did a lot of market research, and there are lots of industry-specific groups or groups within corporations. What we've done with Moxie is our members are corporate women, entrepreneurial women, and nonprofit women. It's very rare to have those three constituencies in one room, and we have a lot we can learn from one another. I think the other thing that's really different, you know, beyond the code of ethics, our process, who's in the room, who's leading the meetings, our Moxie execs are extraordinarily talented, successful women. They have already been successful in their own right. And Moxie is a very purpose-driven organization, and I'll get to that in a moment. But so what they're doing in the world already and our purpose really align for our Moxie execs. And I should have mentioned this right from the start, and that is that Moxie is really purpose-driven. We believe in the power of businesswomen to change the world for the better. And I know that sounds really lofty, but we're already seeing it happen. We're seeing our members take action on things they wouldn't have. We're seeing our members do really good works in the world, and that's really important to us. So we believe in the ripple effect, and women really are the social glue. So when they're going back to their organizations, whether they own that organization or are part of that organization, and they've got some new ideas and they've got some new energy, that really affects all the people around them. So I feel like I'm being sort of you're hearing my spiral thinking here, Stacy.
That's okay. It is allowed here.
Oh, and the other piece, I would say you were asking how Moxie is unique. We also have the Go Girl Project. And Go Girl Moxie has never existed without Go Girl. They are kind of hand in glove. And Go Girl is really about mobilizing the Moxie in the next generation of female leaders. So Moxie members are really successful women. And we all remember what our own path to leadership was like. Mine, I was really good at being bossy. I had no idea how to be a leader. And if somebody would have taught me the difference in that at an early age, how different my path would have been. So that's really what we're doing. It's this idea that we're gonna tuck these girls, ages 10 to 18, under our wing and really help them become leaders, understand and believe that they are leaders as they are now, and how to continue emerging in that. And we chose girls 10 to 18 because the research out there shows that right around the age of 10, girls start to lose their voice. They stop raising their hand as much. They literally start taking up less physical space in the world. So we want to get these girls early so that it's not, you know, their mid-30s by the time they really realize and start to come into their own, that we're catching them early. And we're doing three things. We made a decision early on that any product that we sold through Moxie, you know, whether right now we've got bracelets, we've got inspirational, a tin full of inspirational quotes from women called a shot of Moxie. You know, I'm sure down the road we'll have T-shirts, water bottles, et cetera. And that could have been a revenue stream for us. But instead we're really going the social enterprise model. And every penny of proceeds from any Moxie products, every penny of those proceeds goes to fund scholarships for high-risk, high-potential girls to go through leadership training. The second part of the Go Girl project is MoxieFest. So at the local level, every year in April, every market has what's called MoxieFest. It is an opportunity for our members to bring up to three girls. Every one of the thought leader speakers that I talked about, they're filming a short segment that's just for the girls where I'm asking them their ideas about leadership and how one becomes a leader and how do girls navigate these teen years. It's absolutely spectacular, the ideas and feedback we're getting. So the girls are watching these little video vignettes and then talking with the women at their table and actually interviewing the women at their table and then posting out on social media. If you go to the Moxie Facebook page, you'll see last April these girls that were posting real time what they were learning about leadership. And it was amazing. I asked one of the attendees, and actually this last year we had to cut off registration. We ran out of space for the girls. But we wanted to know that it was a little more than fluff, that there was something real that had come from it. And I asked one of the girls 2 weeks later, you know, okay, 2 weeks has gone by, she's a teenager, did she get anything from this? I asked what she'd gotten from MoxieFest, and she looked at me and she thought about it, and she said, you know, I just need to lead my life from the inside out. It matters what I think, not what other people think. I almost fell out of my chair.
Wow.
Because I was like, we got it. If that one girl got that one thing, everything was worth it. So, you know, we're doing the same, right? We're mobilizing the Moxie in our membership. We're also mobilizing the Moxie in young girls.
I really like that. So you're right. I mean, the children, the girls, young ladies, I guess they're turning into women, they've got so much going on in their teen years, 10 to 18, that you're right. They do get quieter. They're called on less. And they're experiencing so many different things that they do kind of become almost invisible. They see a shift and change, and their self-esteem is so fragile at that time. I applaud you for taking up that cause, the group taking up the cause, and helping these girls reach higher levels than they probably would have on their own.
Yeah, thanks. It really is something that's important to us. I mean, we just launched in October. So for us to pull this off in April was a little bit insane. But we're so committed to it. It's so a part of our DNA and what we're trying to accomplish that we just went for it. So I can't wait till next year when we've got our footing a little better. It's going to be even more wonderful.
But if you have a powerhouse of women, they can
make
anything happen. So, and it sounds like you do. So what's the vision for the Moxie Exchange movement?
You know, that's a great question. Because we are so purpose-driven, I can really envision down the road, let's say somebody is in Houston, Texas, and she's going to be traveling to Rochester, New York. The very first thing that she would do is go out to the membership site, and she'd look up some women in Rochester, and she'd give them a call and say, I'm coming to town. And they would gladly take her call and be thrilled to meet with her because she's a part of Moxie. So we've created these powerful connections across the country with women that are really trying to do more and be more. And there's this sort of resource base. And when I talked about that ripple effect, that because our members are a part of Moxie, they're a different businesswoman a year later. You know, they're really moving forward and they're doing more and thinking more and being more. And then we certainly, you know, I've done some quick math and I think this number's low, but we really hope to inspire at least 6,000 girls to believe in their own leadership over the next 3 years.
Oh, that would be amazing. And I can see that keeping on growing, growing.
It's interesting. There is such a momentum and energy behind Moxie. There really was a gap in the marketplace. And, you know, when women find out about it, they get excited. And then they find out about Go Girl, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you had me at hello. But our members are excited. The girls are excited. So there really is an energy behind it that's wonderful. And, you know, I expect we'll be in about 10 markets by the end of 2011. We'll be somewhere between 30 to 60. And it's hard to project because I don't think our growth is going to be linear. I think it'll be really hockey stick because the word is getting out in terms of what the experience is like.
Well, tell me, what inspired you to start this project?
Ask a busy person. I had been in a room with middle-aged white guys all week, and I love them. I'm married to one. Not one of the guys that was in the room that week, but, you know, one of my key mentors was in that room. And I left that meeting, and I thought, what would that – and I was tired. I was very tired. Just because I'd been kind of playing with the guys all week, and I've done that my whole career. But I left, and I asked myself the question, what would that have been like if it were just women? And, Stacey, I got such a clear picture of Moxie and of Go Girl. And I've got teenagers. My husband and I run several businesses. I mean, I didn't have time or space for this, but it just kept – I mean, it was waking me up at night. This vision of what Moxie was supposed to be. And I finally told one woman, and she looked at me and she said, you're doing this. And I said, no, I don't have time. And, of course, the rest is history.
Well, what kind of woman would be a good candidate for Moxie Women? I mean, do they already have to be successful? Or because you have a lot of high-powered women in the group.
Yeah, it's interesting. First and foremost, she has to have moxie. And if people don't know that definition, it's energy and initiative and spirit and backbone and courage, right? And she has to understand and be interested in the power of women coming together. She wants more. She's thinking bigger. You know, she's not sort of a status quo. I'm going to turn the crank on my business or my career or my nonprofit. So we've never put standards around you have to be at this level within an organization. It's really psychographic. Now, she also has to have the chops that she can be advising somebody on their Power Five, right, when we're in that sort of roundtable process. So what we're finding is our members are, and I'm sure somebody's going to bust this mold, our members are, you know, 30 to 70. You know, they're 5-10 years into the game, and are really looking to achieve more and be more, and very importantly, to inspire other women, you know, to share what they know.
That's fabulous, Maureen. Thank you so much. Could you tell us about the website where our listeners could and readers could go and find out more information about Moxie, as well as your Facebook? You mentioned a Facebook page.
Yep, Facebook. It's just Facebook Moxie Exchange. Same thing on LinkedIn. We're out there, the Moxie Exchange Movement. And our website is Moxie with an E on the end, so M-O-X-I-E, Exchange. So there are two E's in the middle, moxieexchange.com.
Excellent. Well, Maureen, thank you so much for being on the show tonight and sharing about Moxie and Go Girls. That's a wonderful project. I'm so excited to hear about that because I'm always looking for great opportunities for my girls. So
yeah,
I'm glad you brought it up.
Excellent. And it was such a pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And if you would like more information about Maureen Berkner Boyt, please go to the GetEI.com website. That's GETEI.com, where you can find out more information about her website and her Facebook. Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on the Experts Insights radio show. I'm Stacey Chavel. Have an excellent week.